The first major reconstruction work in Iraq was done at the port of Qusair shortly after the war's end. With the dredging completed, Iraq's largest port slowly is coming back to life. But Iraqi port workers complain that the American management company running the port charges prohibitively high docking fees, making Qusair one of the most expensive ports in the world. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
It's 8 in the morning, and the Jebel Ali, a four-story ferry, has just pulled in from Dubai. Dozens of big rigs wait at the dock, ready to load up on televisions, air conditioners, computers, washing machines, and cars. Varujan Krikor, Iraqi representative for the company that owns the boat, glances over his clipboard, checking inventory lists and manifests.
Ports are always important for the country's development and progress. Naturally, Qusair, being a seaport, it should play a big role in the progress of the country.
Nearby, John Walsh, a tall southerner from Savannah, Georgia, also looks on. For now, Walsh is effectively the man in charge of Qusair Port. The company he works for, Stevedoring Services of America, won a multi-million dollar contract from USAID to manage Qusair for the time being.
By any international standards, the port of Qusair is huge. It's got 21 berths, almost 4 kilometers of dock space, and a perimeter fence line of about 10 kilometers. So it's a huge facility, and it has a lot of potential.
Almost immediately after the war, the U.S. construction firm Bechtel started dredging the port, removing tons of soil and debris from the main channel. Now, once again, Qusair's a deep-water seaport. John Walsh calls Qusair the lifeline going into Iraq.
The capacity is there. We still need more equipment, and we still need more, you know, material, cargo handling equipment. And then we'll be able to crack the whips around here and get some more cargo in and out of here.
About 20% of the boats that now dock here carry commercial cargo. But on an average day, out of the 21 berths here at Qusair, no more than 1 to 2 are used. And Adil Khalaf al-Obeidi, the head of the Iraqi Port Authority and the man designated to take over the port's management once Stevedoring's contract expires next March, says there's a simple reason why the port is still having trouble attracting business.
Now, ships have to pay docking fees higher than ever before.
On average, Stevedoring, the U.S. company now managing the port, is charging docking fees of $12 a ton. That's about twice as high as the docking fees in Kuwait, a state-of-the-art port. And so a large ferry like the Jebel Ali costs $25,000 just to land at Qusair.
A normal landing fee or port fee, a port due for a ship would be one-third of that.
Alan Rosenberg is the chief of staff for the U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority in nearby Basra. Rosenberg says he's raised the issue with Stevedoring time and again, but the company insists that the fees are high because, unlike other ports, Qusair isn't subsidized. Adil al-Obeidi, the head of the Iraqi Port Authority, has no power to lower the docking fees because Stevedoring is in charge, and not Iraqis.
If the docking fees would be lowered, more ships would come in, more cargo would come in, and the port would recover faster.
Some Iraqi port officials and officials with the U.S.-led coalition authority wonder why Stevedoring needs to pay for operating costs when the company is already receiving millions of dollars from USAID just to manage the port. Despite widespread praise for Stevedoring's management of the port, some Iraqis still believe the contract is illegal because it hands over the management to a foreign company. But Stevedoring's John Walsh and others who work for the coalition authority insists that Iraqis aren't yet ready to run the port.
Unfortunately, the people of Iraq and the management of Iraq, in a lot of ways, has been living in a hole for the last 20 years. And they're not really up to speed on a lot of the technology that's available today and a lot of the cranes and the ships and the terminal operating procedures that are in place now for international ports.
Guy Raz, NPR News, at the port of Qusair in southern Iraq.